Hello and welcome into episode 2 of Track Talk. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. On this week's show, we'll discuss Kevin Harvick's domination on Sunday at Atlanta in the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. We will also dive into the air gun issues on pit stops and the challenges with tires at the Georgia Mile and a Half. Track Talk is revving up. Kevin Harvick dominated the race on Sunday, which was delayed due to rain. However, once the race did begin, Harvick quickly showed he'd be the one to beat, leading 181 of the 325 laps. At the conclusion of the race, Harvick drove a victory lap saluting Dale Earnhardt by holding three fingers in the air, mirroring exactly what he did at the conclusion of his first win at AMS back in 2001, just after taking over the car driven by Earnhardt. However, this day at Atlanta for Kevin Harvick wasn't without miscues. For the 2018 season, NASCAR mandated that all the teams use the same air gun to change tires as a means of trying to keep the playing field level on pit road for every team. A handful of teams, most notably Alex Bowman, Martin Truex Jr., and Kevin Harvick's pit crews, all struggled during the race with the air guns. Harvick would rebound to win, Martin Truex Jr. finished 4th, and Bowman ended the 500 miles in the 20th position. The new air guns, along with the new pit crew rules still being mastered by the teams, should make the next few races even more exciting when drivers peel off track for service as the teams continue to strive to make their mandated changes from a year ago second nature. The last topics on this week's show: tires. Handling was at a premium on Sunday, with tire management being significant to a successful race. Every 25 to 30 laps on Sunday, drivers were forced to enter pit road for fresh tires. Drivers that made attempts to stay on the track longer throughout the day saw a significant drop in their lap times as compared to those who had fresh rubber. It was usually around 3 to 4 seconds per lap. Atlanta Motor Speedway had said after their race weekend in 2017 that they wanted to repave the track. But most of the drivers in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series came out against that, saying that they liked the challenge of racing on the worn-out surface, which hadn't been repaved in 21 years. However, a repave may be a strong possibility sooner rather than later, not only because of the age of the surface, but also due to weather impacts on the Georgia asphalt throughout the years. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Track Talk. Tune in next week following NASCAR in Vegas. I'm Andrew Gallinger. We'll see you next time.